The show now arriving on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Siding.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, Ronald Badley, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. Running a railway station involves hard work and careful planning, but today we find station master Heffelwhite in poetic mood, for it's spring and the sap is rising.
Ah, Miss Simpkins, what an excellent morning this is. The sun is in the sky, the head of British Rail is at Euston, and all's right with the world.
Yes, it is rather nice, isn't it, Mr. Heffelwhite?
Issue a standing order to station staff.
Mm-hmm.
Certain items of winter wear should now be discarded. Notably, Valentine's balaclava helmet.
But he says he needs it on duty at the barrier. He says the wind whistles up his kiosk.
Nonsense. He only wears it to avoid shaving. British Rail Wellingtons should now only be worn in special circumstances. And summer wear may be worn at the operative's discretion.
If you say so, Mr. Heffelwhite.
I do, Miss Simpkins. Spring is here. In 1 week's time, we have the annual cricket match. Parsley and Potwistle versus Worple Hoxton.
How exciting!
Coincidentally, I had a letter this morning from St. Pancras advising me that he will be calling to inspect us on the same day. I've just written back advising him of the match and trusting that he will be able to watch me uphold the cricketing tradition of the railways.
Will you be playing, Mr. Heffelwhite?
I have played in every Parsley versus Worple match for the past 20 years. I am often referred to as the oldest bat on the team. I expect to hear from the selectors any minute. The vicar likes the meeting to be over before the Dog and Duck opens. If they phone for me, I shall be inspecting the station preparatory to the inspector's visit.
Where will you be?
Wherever Valentine is. I want to find out what he's up to. Have you seen him recently?
He was changing the posters outside the amenities, Mr. Heffelwhite.
I'd better get over there and make sure he doesn't take down the wrong ones. That 1893 poster for a well-known beef extract is a much-loved station heirloom. Still, I'm sure he realizes that.
Well, that's goodbye to that old beef extract poster. Now to get a new one up in its place. Here it is. Cool. Let it all hang out at Bournemouth and Buscombe. There he goes.
Ah, Valentine.
Oh,
good grief. What have you done with our oldest poster?
Chucked it. What do you think of this one? I'm putting it up in his place.
Lewd, disgusting, and pornographic.
Yeah, I like it as well.
I can't imagine what Bournemouth Corporation were thinking of.
Yeah, well, it's not your official Bournemouth poster. A friend of mine ran it up, you know. He's got a calf down there.
Remove it at once. And you do realise, don't you, that in tearing down the beef extract poster, you destroyed a piece of our history?
Well, it was all faded, Mr. Applewhite. No one knew what it was for. It had so many slogans scrawled all over it.
It was quite obvious. It had a big bull on it.
Right? It had Warren Bulls on it.
Yeah. Very well, what is lost cannot be regained. Pity. I had hoped to point that out to the inspector as of particular interest when he calls on Saturday week.
Well, an inspector? What, again? What does this one want?
Ostensibly, it's a routine visit to see that all is well in the region. But we must make sure that everything at Parsley Sidings is immaculate. He will no doubt be making a report.
Right, Mr. Applewhite.
As you know, Saturday week is also the day of the big cricket match. Which reminds me, Valentine. I hear rumours that you are running a gambling book on the event.
Yes, sir. Do you want to invest a couple of bob?
No, I do not. How dare you sully the name of cricket in such a way? What are you offering?
10-1 against Parsley and Potwistle. And a doubles and trebles accumulator on the batting. Freddie Burke's odds-on favourite for top scorer at 4-1.
Me that cheeky little wolf come. Where am I?
8-1 on. You'll be out for a duck.
Oh,
sorry, sir, but you know, a bookie has to go on form. Over at Walpole Oxton, the Verger's offering a 100-1 against you even hitting the ball.
That's the last penny I give to their church roof. I will leave you to continue your bill posting.
Right, sir.
The one thing I would ask is that you spare that advertisement for Nellie Wallace at the Cooperative Hall. I know it's out of date, but it has sentimental value.
Oh, well,
Oh, no! What have you put up in its place?
Go to work on a sausage.
The meaty all man meal.
I see.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Applewhite.
Oh, don't apologize, Valentine. I shall bear this in mind when the time comes for the new hat issue. I shall go and see how my son Bertrand is conducting his booking office. I hope he has not committed similar atrocities on his day returns to Bognor. When you've finished there, there's sweeping up to do. Ah, Heppelwhite.
Oh, hello, Mr. Heppelwhite. Oh, you just missed it.
Missed what?
There was a phone call a few minutes ago from Colonel Bagshot about the cricket team.
Where am I in the batting order?
You're dropped.
What?
He said that as you've been out for a duck for the last 7 years, they're going to replace you with Phineas Perkins from Potwistle Hall.
Perkins? That scoundrel. The man's an unadulterated blackguard. He turns out in corduroy trousers. 20 years and now this. Who owns the pads? I wonder if they've thought of that. They're not going to tie my pads around Phineas Perkins' villainous legs.
Quite right.
Oh, no. My letter to St. Pancras about the match. I said the inspector could watch me playing. Oh, the humiliation. What's the time?
10 o'clock.
If I hurry, I can catch the postman and get him back. Hi, postman. No. Oh, thank heavens. Thank heavens I caught you in time.
Oh, you sound all out of breath. Been running, I'd say.
Yes.
Yes, I'm observant like that. Always wanted to be a policeman, you know, and I didn't have the feet for it. Well, I suppose you're going to beg me to put a letter into my sack after I've made my official collection?
No. I want one taken out.
What? Interfere with the Queen's mail? Here, you're not a gang, are you?
Good heavens, no. I wish to retrieve a letter that I've written to St. Pancras.
Who?
St. Pancras.
Religious maniac, eh?
The railway station in London.
Ah, well, let's have a look. First day here and I run into a loony. How is this it?
That's it. Thank you. I'll take that.
You can't do that. I'm just showing it to you to prove that I've got it.
But it's my letter.
Not any longer it isn't. It belongs to the Queen's mail until it gets to the addressee.
But I don't want it to get there.
Then you shouldn't have put it in this box. This box is for letters that are for getting there. It's more than my job's worth to hand over this letter. I wouldn't hand this letter over for £50.
Give me that letter.
Not even £25.
I shall report you to your superiors.
£12?
Just give me the letter.
The rules and regulations are quite firm on this point. He who touches my post bag touches the Queen. So get your hands off.
No.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll just pump up my bicycle tires and be off.
Mr. Heppelwhite has really taken this badly, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I wish he wouldn't take it out on us.
He hasn't, has he?
Well, didn't you know, Gloria? Look, if he'd been playing in a match, he was going to give us a day off to watch. Now, he's dropped the idea. He's gone off cricket, well, completely.
Yeah, he jumped down my throat when I tried to sympathise.
Well, I mean, you could have chosen your words a bit better, couldn't you? Fancy saying, poor old Dad, you're on a sticky wicket.
Poor Mr. Heppelwhite.
Yeah, well, life won't be worth living round here till he's back in that team.
No.
And I'm working on a plan.
Who are you?
What is it, Percy?
Wait and see. I've got to see if the old twit will buy it, first of all.
Which old twit will buy what, Valentine?
Yeah, hello, sir. The vicar, sir. That's it, the vicar. You see, I'm hoping that he'll buy that book I found on the 10:15, Teach Yourself Karate.
Yes, you see, we were just saying, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Yes, I'm sure you were, Miss Simpkins. But I would remind you that this is a railway station. According to my watch, there is a train due in about an hour. We don't want to be unprepared for the occasion, so get about your business.
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Mr. Applewhite, sir?
Still here, Valentine?
Yeah, I was thinking, sir, look, about the cricket match.
I do not wish to hear the word cricket. The inspector will arrive on Saturday to watch me star in the match, and I shan't be there. Not even invited to help in the lemonade tent.
Yeah, but look, sir, I know how you can get back in the team and make a special impression on the inspector.
Really?
Yeah. Lay on a cricket special from here to Walpole Oxton. You know, something like them soccer specials.
I don't know, Valentine. The vicar creates merry hell when he's been at the tonic wine. And his aim of the toilet roll is quite uncanny.
You can let him sit up with the engine driver. That'll keep him quiet.
Besides, Where would we get a train from?
Ah, now there's this mate of mine who works for the Birmingham engine shed, you see. Right, now if we cross his palm with a bit of silver, I'm sure he'll oblige.
And how does this get me back in the team? Does your mate plan to bribe the selectors?
We offer tickets on the cricket special at half price if... Got it? If the selectors let you play.
I don't like the idea of demanding my inclusion in the team. The crass stupidity of the selection committee hurt me deeply. But I do not intend to beg.
Oh, well, let's see. There's no need to mention yourself. Just say, British Rail can only reduce their rates if the team includes a senior member of the Parsley-sided staff.
Thank you, Valentine. Very sound scheme.
Thank you.
I've misjudged you. I shall see that you're rewarded for this.
That's very kind of you, sir.
Yes. You shan't be overlooked when the new hats come in.
I accept my rise with dignity, sir. New hats?
No need to thank me. I must go and compose the letter. If you see Bertrand, ask him to oil my bat, would you?
Post, Mr. Applewhite.
Thank you, Miss Simpkins. What have we this morning?
A memo from Euston on the correct method of buttoning a station master's waistcoat. And one marked private and personal for you.
Ah, Colonel Beckshot's handwriting. The cricket selection committee. Ah, let me see. Dear Horace. Well, that sounds promising. Blah, 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 blah. Delighted to accept your offer of cricket special. With regard to the inclusion of a senior member of your staff, we take pleasure in announcing... Here it comes, Miss Simpkin. That we have now chosen your veteran signalman, Mr. Bradshaw. Bradshaw? But the man hasn't played cricket since they went over to three stumps.
Oh, Mr. Heppelwhite.
This is all Valentine's fault. I'll kill him. Things are worse than before. The inspector will think me a laughingstock.
Maybe he won't like cricket.
That's our only hope. Plus the fact that he doesn't arrive until tomorrow. There may still be time to arrange something.
Ah, good morning, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Yes?
My name's Bunn, the inspector from St. Pancras. Hope you don't mind my dropping in a day early. Couldn't wait to get down here.
I'm very pleased to see you.
I'm looking forward to this cricket match. I'm an old MCC man, you know. Is everything all right, Mr. Heppelwhite? You look a little flushed. Good of you to show me round at such short notice, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Not at all, Inspector. This is the porter's restroom. Rarely used, of course, we're much too busy.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally one finds someone here, recovering from the heavy commuter traffic.
And West Wind comes into the lead by a short head from Sunny Weather.
Come on, Sunny Weather, come on.
Valentine.
Oh, yeah, I was listening to the weather forecast, Mr. Heppelwhite. You know, in case of hold-ups on the line.
That didn't sound like the weather forecast.
Eh? Oh, yeah. Well, you see, they do it different on Radio 1. They try and make it sound a bit racy, you know.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What is the outlook?
Oh, gloomy, mate.
This is Inspector Bunn from St. Pancras. He's come to inspect us.
Oh. And I'm also interested in the cricket match.
Oh, well, I mean, you won't get better odds than I'm offering. 10-1 on Warple Oxton to win. Plus, a special offer of 2-1 against Sabina Maidenover.
Valentine, the inspector does not wish to hear about gambling.
Oh. Well, as my father used to say, only lambs gamble, and they get fleeced.
Yeah, very good.
Besides, British Rail inspectors are not allowed to gamble. A British Rail inspector must be above reproach.
Quite.
Do you play cricket, Mr. Valentine?
Oh, yes, cook. Yeah. I used to play it at school.
And which school was that?
Potwhistle Elementary. Yeah, what school was you at?
I'm an Eton man.
Yeah, you look a bit chewed round the edges.
Whom did you say this uncouth personage was, Mr. Applewhite?
You must excuse him, Inspector. Valentine, apologize at once.
I apologize at once.
There is no need for that. No need. However, I shall note his behavior in my report.
Oh, I see.
Shall we move on to the booking office?
By all means, Inspector. I shall have more to say to you later, Valentine.
I understand your son runs the booking office, Mr. Applewhite.
Most efficiently. Here we are, Inspector. Applewhite!
Yes?
This is Inspector Bunn from St. Pancras.
Oh.
He's here to cast an expert eye over our little station.
And to enjoy the cricket match.
Oh, what a pity you're not in the team, Dad.
Not in the team?
No, Dad's been dropped.
Ah!
I'm sorry, Hepplewhite. Was that your ankle?
Yes.
Slight confusion here, Inspector. Hepplewhite is referring to the Morris dancing match at Nettleby the Wold that also takes place this Saturday. I asked to be dropped from the Morris team. Cricket, after all, takes precedence.
Oh, absolutely. You are also a Morris dancer?
Oh, yes. Traditional, of course. The scarf, bells on the knees.
I can't bear Morris dancing.
Nor can I. Ridiculous pastime.
I've seen too many good cricketers ruined by Morris dancing. All those wooden sticks flying about, what? Well, does your son play cricket, Mr. Hepplewhite?
Oh, yes, devoted to the sport.
I got 3 goals last season.
Ah, the poetry of cricket. What was it the immortal Grace said?
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.
W.G. Grace, Hepplewhite. Not Gracie Fields.
If I must go, then let me go at the wicket.
Yes. It catches you out in the oddest places, doesn't it?
Are you sure your son is a cricket lover, Mr. Hepplewhite?
Allow me to show you the rest of the station, Inspector. Hepplewhite, you will go to bed without your cocoa tonight.
Why are we going to the signal box, Mr. Hepplewhite?
With Bradshaw playing in today's cricket match, you will have to take it over. Oh. Bradshaw can brief you.
What did you tell the inspector about your being dropped?
I said that I've decided to stand down and let Bradshaw play in my place. He seemed impressed.
Mm-hmm.
We must make sure that Bradshaw is aware of the importance of the occasion.
Yes.
We don't want past decidings to be disgraced. Not with Phineas Perkins still playing.
Well, who did they drop from the team, Mr. Hepplewhite?
That young district nurse. I gather the local women's lib are objecting strongly. Here we are. Good afternoon, Bradshaw.
Oh, Mr. Horace, sir. Paid Master Bertrand.
About this cricket match with Walpole Hoxton.
Don't you worry, it'll soon get better. Just as soon as it stops raining.
It isn't raining.
What did I tell you? It's better already.
Be quiet, Hepplewhite. Don't encourage us. Now, about this cricket match.
Funny you should say that, you know. I've been asked to play in a wicket match today.
Cricket?
Yeah, but the pain soon goes, you know. Yeah. I used to play for Pradington, you know. In 1911, I was their best all-rounder.
Really?
Yes. I took 10 wickets in one game.
How about runs?
Oh, very embarrassing, then. Gotta watch what you eat, of course.
Are you sure you're fit enough to play today?
Not now I'm taking the tablets. Don't you worry. It used to be bad, though. God, dear. It used to catch me here, you know. And then here, and even... Oh, if the wind was blowing in the right direction here. Oh, many's the time I've been unable to do up my shoelaces.
Oh, this is getting us nowhere.
Oh, well, that's because it's a signal box, you see. It doesn't move, you see. There's no wheels.
What do you mean, no wheels?
Here. Do you know? Do you know what's got 4 wheels, no wings and flies?
No. What's got 4 wheels, no wings and flies?
A dust cart. I've nurgled me back. Go.
He's collapsed.
It's me old trouble. Laugher's twitch. Oh, I can't move, and there's a train coming through.
Oh, no. The points are set to send it into the engine shed.
Leave it to me. I'll pull the lever.
No, not that one, Master Burton.
There.
Well done, Hepplewhite. You've just sent the Folkestone Special to Scotland.
Oh, dear. That was silly of me, wasn't it?
Help!
Loosen his bootlaces, Hepplewhite.
Right. I think I've strained something, Mr. Orison.
Where?
I can't tell you without acute embarrassment. I shan't be able to play in the match.
Not play?
I'm sorry, Mr. Orison.
Fear not, brave old railwayman. I shall take your place at the crease. And Hepplewhite.
Yes, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Well done. Did you pack everything, Valentine? My bat and pads? My parcel and Potter's little cricketing tie?
Yes, Mr. Applewhite, everything's taken care of.
Ah, here's the inspector.
Right. Now, this cricket train is a jolly good idea of yours, Mr. Applewhite.
Your praise is quite undeserved, Inspector.
Yeah.
Thank you, Valentine. You may go.
Right.
Give Miss Simpkins a hand serving tea.
It's a pity about old Bradshaw. Nothing serious, I hope.
No. Turned out to be nothing more than a slight puncture in his surgical appliance. But I thought it better he rested. The shock, you know.
Yes, quite. So, you'll be playing after all.
Well, yes, in the circumstances, I've been persuaded to step in. They wanted me all the time, of course. But I like to give the others a chance.
The railway is well represented with yourself and Perkins of Potwhistle Hall.
Mm.
I think you can both be sure of a good report, despite those little incidents with your staff.
Most kind, Inspector.
A lot will depend, of course, on what happens in the match. Mm. I've no time for failure in any sphere. But we cricketers must stick together, right?
Sure.
The station master at Waddle on Thrush told me he has no interest in cricket at all.
A rank outsider. Football fan, you know.
Well, let us look forward to an exciting match. How well played, sir.
Isn't it exciting, Mr. Applewhite?
There's nothing like a game of cricket to make the heart race, Miss Simpkins.
Bit slow, though, isn't it? Eh? I've seen funeral processions moving faster.
That is the essence of cricket, Valentine. It is an art for gentlemen. The speed is not the thing.
Yeah, I noticed.
Save for the sheer drama of the situation. Worple Hoxton, 200, and we're 199 for 8. The way Miss Pringle is hitting, I fear I shan't get an innings.
Why did they put you at number 11, Mr. Hepplewhite?
A cricketing tradition, Miss Simpkins. They always leave the best batsman to last.
Oh.
But Perkins is out!
Foolish fellow. He will slash down the leg side.
Oh, your moment of glory, Mr. Applewhite. Last man in and two runs to win. Try not to think about it.
Have no fears on my behalf, Valentine. I shall hit a six at the village clock. A good thump might get it going again. Here I go.
Good luck, Mr. Applewhite. Oh, look at him striding out there. He loves it, you know. He blankoed his plimsoll specially. Oh, doesn't it give you a lump in the throat?
Not exactly in the throat.
Here, what's he hitting the ground with his bat for?
Seeing if the last man left any money behind.
Just his luck to be facing Walpole's best bowler.
Go on, she's not all that good. She just has the knack of making them swing.
She's running up very fast. Come on, Mr. Applewhite. Oh, poor Mr. Applewhite.
Cool. Bold middle stump. You've got to admit he's consistent.
Oh, cheer up, Father. They can't close us down just because you're out for a duck.
You don't understand, my boy. The inspector had already formed an unfavorable view of our station. A win in Saturday's match would have won him over. As it was, he left immediately, looking extremely displeased.
But you couldn't help being out.
The inspector was an MCC man. In those circles, if you're out first ball, you're expected to commit harakiri.
Oh, Mr. Applewhite. Sorry, look, I was wondering, could I have a loan till payday?
A loan, Valentine? You? What happened to your gambling profits from the cricket match?
Profits? That rotten inspector cleared me out.
The inspector?
Yeah. He laid down a fiver on a treble that Warper would win, you'd be out for a duck, and the vicar would trip over his pad and break his glasses. All in all, it took me for 100 quid.
You mean the British Rail Inspector? An ex-MCC man actually gambled on a cricket match?
Not half. He also cleaned out the verger over at Warble Oxton. The verger's putting through a personal call to St. Peter right now. Yes, warning him to keep an eye open when the inspector reaches the pearly gates.
That's very interesting, Valentine. I think you may have stumbled on an answer to our problem.
Who are you phoning, Mr. Applewhite?
You'll see. Ah, St. Pancras? Inspector Bunn's office, please. Thank you. Hello, Bunn. Applewhite here, past the sidings. Have you written your report yet? A bad one, you say? I'm on the point of writing to St. Pancras, congratulating him on having such an astute gambler on his staff. Everyone? Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I heard you choke. No, just a little formal note. Copies to Euston, King's Cross, the MCC, and the Turf Accountants Protection Society. Everyone? Oh, I say that's very good of you, Bun. An excellent report, eh? Fine. Most grateful. Yeah. What's that? My letter? Oh, no. No, I've dropped that idea. Well, cheer-o, Bun. Keep a straight bat. But... Well, that's sorted out.
Oh, well done, sir.
Now, what else was there?
Oh, my loan, Mr. Applewhite.
Oh, of course, Valentine. Yes, here are 50 pence, and spend it wisely.
50 pence?
All right, make it a pound. And Miss Simpkins?
Yes, sir?
Take my pads and bat, will you? If you start training now, you can be ready to take my place in next year's cricket match.
Oh. What about it?